It's your afternoon.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, we gotta listen to those two clowns.
You can't do nothing but get your roll on.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
It's a vibe, actually.
Sound good?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
That's right, feeling better than Myles Garrett's big toe, and we're coming to you live from the corner of 6th and Market in beautiful downtown Canton, where, Kenny, it's 51 degrees.
Fabulous weather today. Took Frankie out, did a nice long morning walk with him so he could do his business. He did number one, he did number two, lovely. He did number two again.
Great.
So we're out there taking a nice long walk and enjoying the wonderful weather that we have here on, what is this, the 7th day of February 2023.
But the real news here is Myles Garrett doesn't have to have surgery.
Hallelujah. Thank goodness. At least that for now. Okay? For now, he doesn't have to have surgery. As we know with Browns players.
Let me take it back. He doesn't have to have surgery on his toe that he injured at the Pro Bowl games.
Right, yeah. It's amazing. I was talking with some people last night. I was on a conference call, and they were just laughing at how does a player get hurt at the Pro Bowl games
Unreal. When
there's no tackle football, man.
Years ago when I broke my collarbone in pregame warm-ups, feels like nothing compared to this. Jeez. I mean, come on.
And he was doing it in the gauntlet, what was that, obstacle course or whatever.
Just
climbing
ridiculous walls
and crawling under ropes, and he dislocates his toe or whatever.
Didn't we do this once? We asked our callers to call up and tell us what's the craziest thing that ever happened to you. Like whether or not it was in the field of play or something really dumb that you did. So let's do that again. Let's have some fun with this today.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
If you injured yourself doing something stupid, because we're the kings of stupid, give us a holler at 330-450-1480. I want to know what it is. It'll make us feel better.
I remember Brian Anderson, who we've had on the show numerous times, former Indians pitcher, right? He hurt his elbow, allegedly, riding in a cab because he had his arm up on the seat for too long and he hurt his elbow.
That's a good one.
At least that's the story he told us, and he's sticking to it these days. So.
You sure it wasn't like the Costanzas and somebody stopped short? Hey, that's my move.
Stopped short.
I love that show. He stopped short on me.
Yeah, you know who didn't stop short last night?
Who?
Cavaliers.
Nice.
They kicked some ass.
Woo-hoo! Oh, Eric Brook. Told you, Cavaliers.
Right.
Maybe they get on a roll, man. Take care of business. Beat the teams you're supposed to beat. And this was a no-brainer again. Two times in a row now.
JT, you and I talked about it on the air yesterday. As soon as we got off the air, I said, you know what? I'm pulling the trigger on it. I used the Cavaliers as one of a three-team parlay last night, and I hit for the big bucks, baby. Woohoo! I won $14.99 last night.
That game should have been the only one that should have been a no-brainer, and it actually ended up being a no-brainer, but the other ones were the ones that I really liked. You had a hard time with the Clippers game.
Yeah, I did a three-team parlay. I put $10 down to win $14.99, payout total $24.99, right? So I had the Cavaliers. These are all on the money line. Cavaliers over the Wizards, the Boston Celtics over the Pistons, and then you know what? I like the Clippers, but I wasn't 100%. I said, I'll roll up with it anyways. Clippers over the Nets. Boston, no problem with Detroit. Cavs, no problem with the Wizards. Clippers struggled to beat the Nets, but they ended up beating them, and so I hit on all three legs of the park.
Dude for Brooklyn had 45 points again. I don't even know his name. Cam somebody. I have no idea who this guy is. I don't follow that team. I never see him. And especially now, with no Durant, he didn't play, and Kyrie being traded, so obviously he's not there. Cavaliers take over fourth place in the East. What a difference a week makes.
Yeah, the kid you're talking about, I wanted the Cavaliers to draft out of LSU, Cam Thomas.
Okay.
He was a hell of a scorer for LSU in college, and I knew it would take him some time because he's smaller, right, and everything, but he can fill it up. He showed it last night. And so, you know, they trade Kyrie. Dinwiddie didn't play, so this kid's getting the opportunity to go out there and fill it up, and he's doing it, but not enough for the Nets. They lose, like you said. It's a winner for me. It's a winner for the Cavaliers,
beautiful,
man. They win their third in a row, fourth in their last five, and they, like you said, move into fourth place.
That's really a great win, and it's something that this team needs, and they're moving in the right direction. They're really starting to play good. Now, I know it's easy to say they're playing against teams they should beat, but again, this was a really bad road team, the Cavaliers. Now they're learning how to win with how many games? 20 what? How many games are left?
Well, they 23? Are now 34-22 on the year, so that gives them 56 games, so 26 left 26. To play in the regular season.
Yep. There's my math. 23? Yeah. 24?
22. 26?
It's hard to remember because the All-Star break isn't here yet, and it's supposed to be the midway point, but it's not.
Right. You're past the midway. 41 is the halfway point, right? So if you're looking for the Cavaliers, where do they rank in the NBA as far as their overall record goes? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. They have the fifth best record in the entire league right now.
Which is amazing. And when you look at the East, all of a sudden, about a week ago, and I know we're beating up these teams that you're supposed to beat, but that's why they're there. But the teams that are underneath us are teams that you would normally think are really good, like the Nets, like the Heat, like the, well, sometimes the Knicks, the Atlanta Hawks, the Bulls. I mean, Toronto Raptors are 25-30, and that might be our toughest opponent so far this year.
Yeah, they've owned us twice already this
three
year,
times.
For whatever reason. Three, is it? Yes. We've lost three times? Oh, that's right. They came into Cleveland and beat them, too.
Yep.
You're right. So we're 0-3 against that team for whatever reason, matchup reasons and whatnot. But now the team is different, right? You're not playing Kevin Love. You benched him. He's not getting off the bench. Caris LeVert came in, had a nice game off the bench last night with 10 points, but who knows if he'll still be with the team come Friday.
What? Your man.
Oh, okay.
Isaac Okoro.
Yes. Third straight game, double digits. Yeah, he showed up. He didn't have as good of a game as he did the previous night, but he still scored in double figures for the third straight game.
That's all you need from him.
Yes, get me 12 points.
He's your fifth starter.
10 points, 12 points, fifth starter. You're fine with that.
You notice when he scores 8 to 15 points, the fouls aren't as bad either.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And the other thing that was beneficial for the second game in a row, and that is they went to the bigs, right? Jared Allen led the team in scoring last night with 23 points. Jared Allen, he and DG had 23 apiece, and you had Mobley with 16. Again, 39 points from the 4-5 guys, the two bigs. You get that on a nightly basis, you're going to play with anybody in the entire NBA.
Getting everyone involved, there's a lot more ball. I don't know. Again, it's easy to say because you're beating up the likes of the Wizards, who didn't play their best players. And we can say the same in a couple of these other wins we've had. Maybe they're learning how to play this game. I mean, this team really has been one of the youngest teams in the NBA all season long. And when you watch players like Evan Mobley, it's hard to remember he's only in his second year, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. He does so many things at both ends of the floor. Very impressive defensively. And if his offensive game comes around, you're going to have one of the most complete all-around players entire NBA, not just with the Cavaliers or in the Eastern Conference.
I didn't get a chance to listen to it on the radio. Did we get any lookout pows last night?
I thought for sure we'd have a holy Mobley last night from Tim Allen. Tim Allen. There I did. Tim Alcorn.
Tim Allen. Look out, pow!
but Mobley, outstanding all-around game. His brother just got picked for the G League All-Star Game today as well.
All right, good.
Cavaliers G League team had two players going to Cooper and Mobley are going to represent Cleveland in the G League All-Star Game in Utah. So how about that? So you're going to have Evan Mobley playing in the NBA Futures
scares
game
me.
And his brother, Isaiah, playing in the G League
It scares
game.
Me. If Myles Garrett can break his big toe, dislocate his big toe at the Pro Bowl games, let's just hope these guys go to the All-Star Game and stay healthy.
Keep your fingers crossed. I'm with you on that 100%, man. It worries the hell out of me. And I actually am hoping, and I hate to say it this way, because is he worthy compared to some of the other players? Yes. Darius Garland, could he be an all-star? Yes. I don't want him to go. I want him to rest because he's been beaten up this year how many times, right? His thumb, he hurt it again last night, Charlie. Mm. Charlie, they hit my thumb.
They took my thumb,
and
Charlie.
So I want him to take a break when the All-Star game comes, get 100% healthy, still be pissed off because he didn't make the All-Star game as he's watching it on TV and whatnot. So that's what I want for him. And I want Mitchell, gosh, I hope he doesn't do anything else but play in the All-Star game because he needs rest.
Not according to AC last night. He got his lower body back.
Got his legs back. He can jump out the gym.
Oh, he got. He did have a nice dunk last night.
He did. Let's hear.
That could have been a lookout pal.
It could
on the alley oop.
That's right. I you know what? I didn't think about that. Yeah. And what about the one from Jared Allen, too? I mean, Jared Allen throwing it down with authority.
Go back to the Donovan Mitchell. The good news there is the fact that he didn't injure himself because he came down awkwardly. And if he still had that pulled groin, you thought maybe he might have hurt it. Tweaked it a little bit.
Let's see what AC and John Michael had to say about some of those plays from last night's big win by the Cavaliers. 114-91 at Washington last night.
Avdija to the basket. That's a race by Jared Allen.
Get that weak stuff out of here.
Mitchell now stops, unloads, and opens the scoring. Down the lane. Deals to Mobley, and Mobley crushes it home.
Oh, yes. The second pass works every time.
LeVert to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Draws the foul. Hesitation move, lost it, got it back. How do you like that? The ball, magic act.
The ball is bouncing the right way tonight, baby.
Baby.
Meanwhile, fires a three and knocks it down, giving the Cavaliers a 78-57 lead.
Donovan Mitchell is deep in the Capital One.
Mitchell slows, dumps it off to Garland for three. Hey, knocks it down.
From one guard to the next.
Cavs turn it over. Mobley back, Kisper to the basket. Mobley with the track down.
My goodness, the man is just unbelievable on the defensive end of the floor.
Jordan Allen lost the ball as Allen held his ground. Garland to Mitchell. Oh, my.
There it is.
My goodness.
Look at this finish.
Do it, Cavs.
Oh, come on, Cavs. Tonight we're gonna take no prisoners.
Apparently, too, I'm starting to get a lot of reports right now. Bleacher Report reporting the Cavs content on keeping Caris LeVert. Famous last words before the trade deadline on Thursday, correct?
Yeah. You know what? Usually. It's like a coach getting a vote of confidence, right, from the owner. Oh, yeah, we're keeping him. We're not firing him. And then, okay, he's gone.
Right.
So we'll see.
Hey,
we'll see what happens.
The other thing last night, too, and you talk about the second unit, Caris LeVert comes off the bench. No Ricky Rubio, he's still on a minutes restriction because he's not ready to do the back-to-back yet. So that's another great win last night for the Cavaliers as they look to really get on a roll right now. Now they've got Detroit. Another very winnable game. These games all count. You're starting to distance yourself, even from the Miami Heat right here.
And what did I tell you yesterday? AC backed it up for me, and that is right before the All-Star break, if you have the mental focusness, this is where you can steal some games from teams that are out of it, that are already looking towards the All-Star break because they know they ain't got a chance and you know what to do anything. There are players wondering if they're going to be traded or not, so they're maybe not giving it their all or their minds elsewhere. So this is where you can get fat right now, this portion of the schedule going into the break.
Do you see the stories coming out of L.A.? And we're going to talk about LeBron James. He needs 36 points to break the all-time scoring record. But they were talking about the deal that was almost made for Kyrie Irving to send him to L.A., and Brooklyn didn't accept it. They took the offer from the Mavericks. Did you also see, though, that they were trying to orchestrate a deal, and this may still go through? They're trying to make a deal with the Utah Jazz?
No, I didn't see this one.
I think the stumbling block is going to end up being Westbrook.
Oh, really? Nobody wants him, dude.
Exactly.
They know. This guy's he's overrated, overpaid, and hadn't won a doodly squat since he's been in the league. And he was the MVP 1 year because he averaged a triple-double, but that's because he was on a crappy team, shot the ball all the time, and then they had guys on his team letting him get rebounds if they were both close to it.
They want Mike Conley and I forget who else, and they're trying to make a deal, and it's going to be interesting to see if the Lakers really do anything or if they're content with LeBron getting this record and that makes their season.
LeBron's not content with that. I saw him do an interview, a sit down. He wants to play for championships. He said, he was upset.
Clock's ticking.
They didn't get Kyrie, and they asked him about his tweet and everything. He said, that's more about me looking myself in the mirror, and I got to step my game up or whatever it is. But how he sends those cryptic tweets and Instagram posts all the time when he gets pissed off.
Dude, he's been doing it for the last 3 weeks. You better do something because I'm upset. He's been saying that to ownership there for the last probably month or so. They're still on the outside looking in. Still a dangerous team. If they ever get, Anthony Davis healthy, but good luck with that.
Well, they lack a shooting guard and a point guard is what they lack. They lack the outside scoring that is necessary to contend in the West. Look at Golden State last night. Steph's out now till after the All-Star break. Klay Thompson drops 42.
I saw indefinitely, Steph.
Well, that they're saying they're going to be extremely cautious with him, that they only need him for the playoffs. Now, how long that means he's out, we don't know. There's 26 games left for most teams, 25.